Trump administration crackdown.
Everybody who is here illegally is subject to removal at any time.
Outrage at Republican town halls. New anti-ISIS push in Iraq.
It's going to be a difficult fight.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the White House insists the goal of the new crackdown on illegal immigrants is not mass deportations. But it's clear more people are at risk than at any time in years. CBS's Stephen Portnoy joins us with more on how it will work and what's at stake.
In a major change from the previous administration, the guidelines issued yesterday set broad priorities for deportations. Manoj Govindaya is an immigration lawyer.
Any immigrant with any sort of pending criminal charge of any kind becomes a priority for removal.
Advocates worry that could ensnare immigrants pulled over for minor traffic violations. Press Secretary Sean Spicer with the White House view.
If this was tax evasion, we said, well, they really only violated a little bit of, they only cheated on their taxes a little. You wouldn't be saying, hey, should they really be going to prison or should they be getting a fine? At some point, laws are laws.
And the White House says the shackles have now been taken off the Border Patrol and ICE. Steve?
Well, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Chief John Kelly go south of the border today. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
Tillerson and Kelly are coming at a time when the U.S. president is persona non grata. Just 10 days ago, anti-Trump marches were held in 13 Mexican cities, bringing together 20,000 people here in the Mexican capital.
And Mexican officials fear camps may have to be set up to handle all the people sent back by the United States. Individuals and activist groups are packing town halls being held by Republican members of Congress who are home for a break. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what happened yesterday.
From a raucous California town hall,
they want Obamacare repealed.
To a courthouse gathering in Iowa.
Every single one of us walks around as a pre-existing condition.
GOP lawmakers got an earful.
I don't mind voices. I'm having fun.
A lot of the angst centered around the Republican push to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
I don't know why people are booing when you say you want to replace. President Trump has said he wants everyone to be covered.
Other voters railed against President Trump's proposed travel ban.
I am a person from a Muslim country, and I am a Muslim. Who's going to save me here?
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley embraced his outspoken constituents.
We've got issues that people feel very strongly about.
As did Senate leader Mitch McConnell, who faced protesters before giving a speech in his home state of Kentucky.
I respect their right to be there and to express themselves.
Well, there could be a showdown later today in North Dakota. Groups protesting the Dakota Access Pipeline, which has been given new life by the Trump administration, have been told to clear out of their encampment by this afternoon.
We're expecting anywhere from 50 to 100 people to get arrested.
And protest organizer Joy Braun says she expects authorities to use tear gas and other tactics they've deployed before.
They take concussion grenades and they wrap electrical tape around them. And they throw it at us.
Overseas, Iraqi forces set to move on an airport and military base near the besieged city of Mosul. ISIS has been flushed out of the eastern part of that city, but Pentagon correspondent David Martin says the western half could be more difficult.
The streets are narrow, meaning you can't take armored vehicles down them. The houses are densely packed, meaning there are many more potential ambush and sniper nests.
Martin says the commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East says Americans may have to take on a larger role in the battle against ISIS in Syria. Some trouble today for the SpaceX Dragon cargo ship that was launched last weekend. An attempt to hook up with the space station failed. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Engineers suspect the problem may be related to what's called a state vector, a bad set of numbers that defines the spacecraft's orbit and trajectory. If so, they should be able to fix that relatively easily and make another attempt tomorrow.
A Russian supply ship was successfully launched today. Pluto lost its status as a planet 11 years ago, sparking debate in classrooms all over the country. But a new effort could change that. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. Just one of the mnemonics our teachers used to help us memorize all 9 planets. Until Pluto got demoted. Now, some NASA scientists say the definition of planet should be broadened to include Pluto and other round objects in space. That would open up at least 110 contenders in our solar system alone. But under their proposal, students would only be required to learn, 9 of them. Steve?
Well, technical issues hit American Airlines at Philadelphia's airport today. For several hours, it slowed the check-in process for passengers and for a time prevented the airline's planes from landing there. Things getting back to normal there now. New video has been released of actor Harrison Ford's close encounter with a taxiing jetliner while flying his small plane at a California airport a week ago. Ford landed on a taxiway instead of a runway. Retired pilot Ross Amer says the video is telling.
This is a pretty big mistake. Almost like you and I kind of entering the freeway the wrong way.
Well, the Academy Awards are Sunday. Today, CBS's Steve Futterman looks at the men who will be looking to take Oscar home.
The battle for Best Actor appears to be a two-man race. In recent weeks, Denzel Washington has been gaining support for his role in Fences, portraying a working-class black man in the 1950s, dealing with the struggles of being a father, husband, and brother.
You eat every day. That's why you think that is.
Also receiving lots of support is Casey Affleck. He plays a troubled uncle suddenly put in charge of his orphan teenage nephew in Manchester by the Sea.
We're going to be in Boston anyway.
What? Just take it easy.
Ryan Gosling is a nominee for his role as a jazz pianist trying to hit gold in Hollywood in La La Land.
City of Stars.
Andrew Garfield plays a pacifist medic in World War II in Hacksaw Ridge.
While everybody else is taking life, I'm going to be saving it.
The final nominee is Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic. He heads a family returning to society after being isolated for a decade.
The powerful control the lives of the powerless.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Imagine this, freckles as a fashion statement. CBS's Jim Shenavy says it's true.
There was a time when women would pile on the makeup to get rid of them. But times have changed, and now freckles are in fashion. So much so that beauty shops are offering to paint them onto your face with special freckle pencils. But that can be time-consuming, depending on how freckled you want to be. So that's prompted a longer-lasting alternative, freckle tattoos. There's even a special tattoo process that uses pigment instead of ink so that the freckles will slowly fade away over a period of 2 to 3 years. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Well, starting this fall at the University of Michigan, students can take a class in fake news. The school says the timely curriculum will be designed to help students learn how to look critically at news stories and separate fact from fiction. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.